Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open 90%. Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. We appreciate it. For all the stuff that we do, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, our website is the best place for all that information, including all of our investment professionals, thefinancialguys.com. I'm not even sure. There's a lot of stuff in the news. I mean, we've been all over the place when it comes to, you know, New York State, Cuomo, Dr. Fauci, FBI.
In the mainstream media.
Unbelievable.
That? Unreal. I mean, they are refusing. First of all, it's all about the science. Science, science, science. Now the science is saying social distancing didn't work, right? It was a total, I can say this, a total disaster. I mean, we had an economic, I mean, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars of economic collapse. The crisis mental health hotlines are at an all-time high. And you see people like Andrew Cuomo saying, well, it looks like social distancing worked, even though the numbers came in from his own study by saying almost 70% of the cases are from people that listened to him and stayed at home.
Unreal.
And yet the mainstream media says, well, it looks like social distancing worked. Look, Andrew, what a genius, right?
Well, this is amazing. Ben Shapiro writes, and he's totally right about this. I mean, really, the power of propaganda, right? I mean, it really is amazing. So he tweeted out a couple days ago, if you doubt the power of the press, recognize that Governor Ron DeSantis handled COVID-19 in Florida in an excellent fashion, while Governor Andrew Cuomo handled it nearly as badly as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Yet DeSantis has dropped in the polls, and Cuomo is at the height of his popularity.
I don't believe that.
Some statistics, well, according to the Siena poll,
let me say this. Andrew's at the height of popularity in an 18-mile stretch that is full of total morons.
Maybe, yeah.
I believe that, right? I mean, those people deserve what they get there. Unfortunately, the rest of the state does
not. I know,
it's
a suffer.
Geographically, New York is conservative, right? Unfortunately, 18 miles destroys it, and those are the same mental midgets that are going, Andrew's great. Oh, my God, I'm so happy he locked us in our house for 2 months, right?
Mike, listen to these stats. Population of Florida, 21.5 million. Population of New York, 19.5 million. Corona cases in Florida, 38,828. This is as of 4 days ago. New York, 337,421. 10 times the amount of cases. Now, when it goes to deaths, almost 20 times the amount of deaths, Mike. Florida, 1,600 coronavirus deaths. New York, 26,365. So those that don't believe in the power of propaganda, when you wonder how, like, I don't know, the Holocaust happened, when you have a full control of the media, right, and you can, and they will carry your water no matter what. Look at this FBI case. They just had 2,000 attorney generals, you know, asking for the resignation of Bill Barr. Seriously? Well, there's your list, President Trump.
Your
list of exactly who the deep state operatives are that were the holdovers from the Obama administration for you to get rid of.
Trump should be going through every single person that is left from the Obama administration and totally draining the swamp, getting all the way down, Glenn, to the dog catcher. Obama said this is a dog catcher I want, you get rid of him.
They have the smoking gun memo. They have the memo. They have the literal smoking gun memo that says, are we going to frame him? What's our goal here? Is it to get him fired? Is it to get him put in jail? It's obvious.
All,
the jig
gotta
is
go
up.
Got to go after Obama, right? Got to go after Obama. Got to go after Biden. Stop. You know, they're going to say, oh, it's political. Who cares? This is the
political.
Right thing to
You're
do
damn right it
country.
Was political. For the first time in our history, a sitting president ordered the FBI to inform him as they were spying on the Trump administration. You know, the whole all the pieces start to fit together, right? I feel like that Glenn Beck where he ties them all with a string on a giant, a chalkboard. But it's true. It's true. They needed General Flynn out of the way because he was about to figure out that the whole Russian narrative was a total hoax.
Yeah.
Flynn's there, right, Mueller doesn't get an investigation, a special counsel. Mueller, by the way, and I love this. Everybody forgets about this. I'm going to continue to remind everybody who Mueller is. Mueller was the head of the FBI at the time when Whitey Bulger was running around murdering people in Boston. He knew that three people were innocent. that were accused and convicted of murders that Mueller knew they didn't commit. And when evidence came to light that was where local law enforcement and folks were trying to get them released with the new information, Mueller spiked the data to keep innocent people knowingly in jail so that he could continue to get information from Whitey Bulger, right? Every life matters, right? Now, when that came out, when this information came out, within a week, they transferred Whitey Bulger to a penitentiary from Boston down to Virginia. He was dead within days.
Well, here's where
unbelievable.
Trump needs to step up, right?
Wow.
I mean, big time. Trump needs to step up, start to go after Obama, hold him accountable 100%, do whatever you got to do. And you know what? Due to Obama, what they did to Trump over the last 2 years, which is at any cost, any measure, you get him in front of the public and you say, I want you to explain what you've done here.
Well, he's in he's in panic mode now. They're all in panic mode.
The swamp.
They're all in panic mode. Let's hear what Trump, I've got a great clip from Trump here. What did I do with it? Of course, now I can't find it. This is fabulous. It really is great. I mean, this is, and I hope he follows through with this. I mean, we know, I think Trump can at times be a little bit petty when it comes to stuff like this, but not in this case. I think absolutely go full bore here. Here's Trump from sometime probably in the 80s.
I believe strongly in getting even. If somebody has hurt you, if somebody's gone out of their way to hurt you, I think that if you have the opportunity, you should certainly go out of your way to do a number on them. I just believe it. I believe in an eye for an eye. I just don't believe instinctively in turning the other cheek. If somebody was out to hurt you, if somebody was out to do a number on you, I really believe that you should just do a number on them if you get the chance.
Yeah,
you got the chance.
Well, and you know, and for us as Americans to start believing in the system of justice, right?
I mean,
that's
seriously.
The biggest thing. Forget about payback. I mean, it's more about me understanding that, look, this is really a system that I can trust, and it's not, you know, Chicago thuggery-style politics, right?
Everybody,
sickening. It's sickening.
Everybody with any sort of common sense and any sort of objectivity can look at the data. Look at the evidence that's been uncovered. Now, mind you, they ran with the impeachment, right? Every day they're out there leaking select things. You know, remember Schiff? He said there. I've seen the evidence. There is absolute direct evidence. They released the transcripts. Finally, not a single witness. They asked like 70-something witnesses, and not a single one had any knowledge of any evidence whatsoever that they could point to. And yet he was telling the media this whole time.
Yep, the point to the mainstream media, though. They just run with it.
Propaganda.
No nothing.
Well, they don't ask the questions.
What we're trying to do, as, by the way, what they're doing with COVID right now, right?
Absolutely.
The pro-lockdown extremists are in denial about, you know, what we did in the first place, why we did this, right? It's amazing. They literally want this thing shut down for 2 or 3 years, right? And we've heard from people like de Blasio, if you listened to our clip last week, why they want that. They want to come out of this other side.
Yep.
Big government.
They
want
full socialism.
It's okay if the system collapses, right? Andrew's blaming all the problems that ever had, all his bad spending and his bad ideas and all his solar panel companies. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. All the debt, everything that's happening right now is because of COVID.
That's right.
Let's lock this thing down as long as possible. We know the stats are all BS now, right? Yeah. In fact, even those
they're
numbers,
not releasing half of them now.
Yeah, well, they're not releasing them. But even the stats that they are releasing, you know, we have doctors that are saying, look, people died of lung cancer, but I'm putting them down as COVID. So we can't even trust the numbers coming out of New York. We hear 26,000 deaths. Well, we heard from Dr. Erickson last week that said somebody literally smoked packs of cigarettes every day.
Yep.
They died of smoking for 30 years, but yet they had COVID in their system, so I had to put that down. He said, Mike and Glenn, 2 years ago, we had a bad flu. If somebody came in and they had lung cancer from smoking for 30 years and they died and they had flu in their system, I would put it down as lung cancer that killed them, not COVID, right? Yeah. So when we look at 26,000 in New York, is that a real number? Well, we know it's not. It's just a matter of how far is it off, right?
Right.
And then you start to say, well, wait a minute. A huge chunk of these cases are in nursing homes where he forced sick people to go from a hospital back into a nursing home and infect the entire population or most of the nursing home. And we know these people are vulnerable. We've said it from day one. He did too. Oh, my God, these are the people we've got to protect. Those are the people that he didn't protect. I mean, you know, those people were in a worse situation than anybody else in the entire country, right?
Exactly.
Hey, look, I'm going to send people into to stay in the bedroom next to you that we know is probably infected. And when you get it, it's not my fault. And he admitted it this week. He admitted it. And to your point
on
the
Sunday,
mainstream media, they just looked the other way. He says, look, I was totally wrong with nursing homes. No kidding. Well, if I had a loved one in a nursing home, you know what I'd be doing? I would grab that clip of Andrew Cuomo, and I would take it to an attorney, and I would said, see, he admitted sending people into nursing homes.
Absolutely.
And we know nursing homes like Newfane, and we've gotten emails from folks that work there. They're like, I am positive that some of these people that came back from the hospitals were COVID positive. We had to bring them back. We couldn't test them. And lo and behold, what is there, 15 or 19 deaths in that nursing home, right? Mm-hmm. Really sickening when you break it down. Total mismanagement. But yet there's 18 miles that no matter what this clown does, he's going to get away with it. They're going to look at him as a hero and a leader.
It's unbelievable.
And as you pointed out before, the numbers just suck,
the
right?
The propaganda.
You look at his and by the way, don't tell me that, well, New York is a hub. You know, guess what else is a hub? Miami.
Right.
Guess what? People fly into Miami every single day. You know why? For sun and good entertainment and taxes and all kinds of fun stuff, right? So don't give me the crap that, well, New York was the only one. New York was totally mismanaged.
Totally.
They locked down everything. Nobody could get out. And so what they said was, go to the grocery store, wear your stupid little mask, make sure you touch it on the way, grab all this food that probably has COVID all over it, and make sure you bring it into your house and sit there for a few weeks.
Right, lock yourself in.
By the way, I'm going to go out and take a jog into the park 40 miles away.
That's
but
right.
You sit next to the COVID for 2 weeks. Now we know that to be the truth. And by the way, we have to come up with a timeline, by the way. We got to go back through our podcast and say, here's what we called 5 and 6 weeks ago, and here's exactly what happened. Even the immune system stuff we talked about.
But they're
about,
still
right?
staying on the same course.
Oh,
the amazing
of course
thing is,
well,
still
that's what
on
they do, Glenn,
the
right?
governor
Look at
of
New
Illinois.
York State. The governor State. Spend, and you and I go, what the hell? This is not working. And guess what they do? They run for another election and go, we don't have enough money for the schools.
That's right.
Roads, bridges.
Well, that's what they'll punish us with that, right? So if you're
get ready.
If you're
although
if
I don't
you're
know
not,
how much you can punish me. My road hasn't been done in 20 years.
Well, they'll punish you by closing your park. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the red budget, green budget. It'll be well, we will take away your fire, we'll take away your police officers, we'll take away your healthcare workers, we'll take away your parks and recreation, your beaches, your bike paths.
Well, they're already talking about virtual schools now, right?
Oh,
to save money.
I'm okay with that. I mean, look, here's the deal. We spent billions and billions of dollars in New York. Not we. Mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo stole our money and then spent billions and billions of dollars on windmills, Solar City. It was $1 billion in Rochester or Syracuse on a movie
Let's
theater production studio that they sold for a dollar. I mean, over the years, squandered billions and billions and billions of dollars. And now to say, well, we're in dire straits because of COVID. We were $5 to $6 billion in the hole. In March before this started, let's keep that in mind. Governor Cuomo on Sunday finally said we're not going to force nursing homes. But I don't understand because I'm reading this article from Spectrum News, and because we love Spectrum News, and they're quoting some of what they said here from Governor Cuomo. It's like circle speak. So let me just read a little bit of this, and you tell me where this makes sense. Governor Cuomo said, quote, "A fire in dry grass was how Governor Andrew Cuomo first described the coronavirus quickly and how quickly and easily it was spreading to residents and staff at nursing homes. The coronavirus death toll in these facilities has now surpassed 5,000 since March, and there have been calls from all across the state for an investigation into how nursing homes operated in this pandemic. On Sunday, Cuomo announced that hospitals are no longer allowed to discharge patients back into nursing homes unless they test negative for the coronavirus.
After the damage has already been far done.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. Cuomo said the original policy issued on March 25th, which allowed hospitals to discharge COVID patients, positive patients, back to nursing homes, was due to a concern over hospital capacity at the time, even though they were half empty.
Yeah.
Nursing homes are still not allowed to refuse admittance of a COVID-19 positive patients, but they also must be able to provide adequate care for this resident, such as having proper PPE and separate wing
hospitals.
Or facilities. So wait a minute.
We don't
want to
keep them there.
But wait a minute. Which is it?
I can't.
Which is it? Is it?
Right.
But so the nursing homes are still not allowed to refuse admittance.
Right.
But yet hospitals are not allowed to force nursing homes to take them. So,
so
I'm just kind of which
that are prepared,
is it?
Right?
But which is
the way,
I don't understand.
Terrible. Goes back to the inept leadership, right? I mean, absolutely. What a piss poor job he has done in managing this whole thing. And anybody with a brain can start to put the dots together and piece this thing together and say, what an awful thing, right? So the most vulnerable people out there, we're going to shove people back into the nursing homes. Why are we going to do that? Well, we think the hospitals will be overwhelmed. That's a lot like saying, I've got ventilators and I'm not going to use them. Oh, yeah, he did that too, right? So,
right, exactly.
I mean, unbelievably mismanaged.
Well, but at least he got to the subways now.
These hospitals are empty. My sister was in the hospital. Yeah. She had some gallbladder issues last week. Buffalo General was She said, Mike, you could bowl in the hallways.
Well, we know the stats. Russ Thompson's been releasing some of the stats.
Yep. Thank you, Russ, by the way, for actually doing that as opposed to pulling cars, who should be doing it.
Well, conveniently enough, the state just didn't report the stuff to Erie County. Pulling cars, it seemingly is starting to feel some pressure, right? The people driving down the street and honking in front of his house has gotten to him because he mentioned it in several tweets. He's chastised people. Don't harass my neighbors. I wasn't even home. Come harass me at the Rath building. Okay. We'll be there next week. But in all seriousness, he mentioned it again during his press conference yesterday. So you know that it got to him. You guys drove around his neighborhood for an hour honking your horns. And I don't know that I would recommend that because I would be upset if I was his neighbor. Of course, I'd probably move away from him. But nevertheless, obviously a lot of people can't do that. It's a lifelong home. So I'll certainly understand that. So don't harass the neighbor. But it definitely got to him. And I think he's finally hearing and feeling some of that pressure. Certainly the hospitals have pressured him to say, we need to reopen when it comes to elective surgeries. We're going out of business, too. And he's agreed to that. Well, so it's seemingly now he's walking back going, well, we might actually make Friday. We're 5 out of the 14 criteria. Now, it's only really 7.
Well, they got to save face, right? Watch and see, all this stuff will fall back into place. But what is remarkable to me is they're saying, well, we're going to open up insurance companies and financial planning firms, and we talked about this last week. Hey, Mark and Andrew, those were essential businesses. They're actually already open.
Right.
Oh yeah, but it makes you look good. I get it.
They're talking about restaurants in phase 3 or 4, and they're talking about 2 weeks between phases. That puts restaurants somewhere potentially in July. Yeah. Yeah, Let me tell you something. In July, there's no restaurants left. There's none. Even big chains like Carrabba's and Duffy's and places like that.
Some of those are all on the brink of bankruptcy. The most amount of debt, Glenn, right? They've extended themselves to leverage themselves to open up additional branches or different restaurants. And some of them are in the biggest trouble, right, because of the debt and the leverage they have. And negotiating that debt out and trying to fix it, it's really a total joke. Okay, we know the numbers. We know the data. It's not even close to what we thought. We've mentioned this time and time again. And Governor DeSantis, awesome job, by the way. He nailed it, right? Hey, they told me I would need 465,000 hospital beds, even with social distancing, and we only needed 2,000. Okay, they were way off.
Right.
Let's start to open this thing, right? You've got zero leadership in Erie County. Not once have I heard Mark Poloncarz really, truly be sympathetic to all these businesses that are getting hammered right now that don't know where they're going to go, how they're going to open, and how they're going to pay their bills, right? Sure. Oh, by the way, did you see Fox News yesterday? It was out of L.A., but I'm sure this is happening all over, especially in states like New York. The prisoners are hugging and shaking hands, trying to get COVID so they can get released.
They're releasing them anyways.
Yeah, well, some of them. Well, if you get COVID, they are. So what they're trying to do is catch COVID.
And
right?
then get released. Wait a minute. Well, hold on a second. Wait. Let me make sure I got this straight. Most prisoners, I'm assuming, don't have a house or an apartment to go back to.
Well,
so when you release them,
they break into yours.
But why would you? Wait a minute. So if I get COVID, they basically put me on house arrest, right? I can't leave my home. But if you're in prison and you get COVID, then they release you out into the public? Think about that for a second.
Does that make any sense whatsoever? Seriously?
No.
I mean, look, that just shows you how totally asinine this whole thing is, Glenn, right? So we're releasing prisoners with COVID, yet this young lady who, by the way, that judge needs to be absolutely canned in Texas, right? So he's saying you should apologize for trying to save your business. Think about how crazy that is.
These people are drunk with power. They're drunk with power.
She refused, by the way, which is the right thing to do. And I'm hoping and praying that more and more business owners start to speed this up. I think you sent me an article this morning.
There's
a gym owner who said enough is enough. I sent him a message. I hit his website. I said, God bless you guys. Go for it. We need more and more to happen.
Because,
weeks ago we didn't say that. We didn't know the data. We said, I said from day one, you never shut the economy down. You said it too. You never shut the economy down. Can you shut little phases of it down? Maybe, but I don't think so. Here's my deal, right? The Bills should be playing on an opening Sunday, right?
Yep.
And guess what? If you think your immune system is compromised, then stay at home.
Right.
If you're worried about the COVID, stay at home. I'm not. I want a healthy immune system. I'm going to go out there, and just like I do every flu. And by the way, I'm sympathetic to it. It's a tough strain. But I would rather, honest to God, I would rather be dead than live where I'm barricaded in my house for years. I would.
Here's what's going to happen, though, when it comes to things like baseball, basketball, football. The amount of money that Goodell and the NFL donates to these politicians is immense. These guys have the power to actually change things. And that's the problem with us small business owners, right? Yeah we have our FSI, you know, Financial Services Institute, and, you know, the Bar Association has their deal. Yeah. They're useless, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, though, there's really no small business group that represents us all. And don't tell me the Chamber of Commerce. The National Chamber of Commerce has been advocating for wide open borders for decades now. They have been infiltrated. They are lost, right? Even the local, deals, right? They just don't really bring enough people together because, I mean, we're not a member of any chambers anymore,
because
they don't really bring any value to us.
Here's why people used to join
them
then, for healthcare. Now you can't do that. So.
Well, but they don't bring any value to us as business owners. So unfortunately, as a result, there's really no small business association that can lobby on behalf of all of us. So, you know, there's the flower shop lobby is not big enough to get their open, you know, the gym owners lobby. This guy was a gym owner, I think, down in Utica or Albany area. You know, there's no gym owner's lobby that is big enough and powerful enough. But the NFL's got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You watch. As soon as we get to the NFL, they'll be like, well, maybe we can just play some of the games.
Although, I'll tell you what, Major League Baseball, they shut them down. By the way, if they play their games with nobody there, they still lose $4 billion this year. They play their games.
Well, they're talking about starting again. They just released that. And then they said, well, maybe we'll start this month. Disney Springs is reopening May 20th.
Right, starting without fans. It's time to get fans back. If you think your system is compromised, if you think your immune system, you never quarantine the healthy, you quarantine the sick. Yep. If you think your immune system is, and again, I know it's, but you cannot lock society down. Mm. And we know that, right? I mean, Cuomo put it out last week himself. 70% of the case, almost 70% of the cases, are people that listened to him. They didn't social distance. They locked themselves in their house. They got sick. By the way, the people that were out and about, less than 2% of the cases.
And if you're a smoker, you're better.
Talking, hanging out. Yeah.
Time to pick up Marlboros.
Yeah.
Good for Philip Morris.
That's right. Anyway. That's right.
Even downtown
Disney. What
does that
say, though? It says they're out enjoying themselves. They're happy. Their immune system is healthier, right?
Well, here's the thing. So downtown Disney's reopening on May 20th. What's going to be really important for the stock market, just to shift gears to money for a second, is to see how people go back. Now, 70% of those polled said they're not ready to re-enter society fully. They're not ready to go back. I bet you downtown Disney is packed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody's not willing to go back into society. The ones that say, well, I'm not really ready to go back to work. But everybody wants to still go to Walmart, get their hair cut, right? They still want to get their nails done. They want to go get their I want to get my hair cut.
Local pub and have a beer,
They want to go out to a restaurant, right? Yep. A lot of folks just don't want to go back to work. There was somebody who actually responded to, it was a WGRZ deal.
That was hilarious.
I had to retweet this out because this is your typical stay-at-homer right here, right?
Yep.
I got to find it. This guy's perfect.
I like playing video games.
Here it is. Here's this guy's actual bio. I won't read his name. I don't want to embarrass him anymore. He's already embarrassed himself enough.
Right.
I love to see. Basically, what he said was, we have to stay home, right? Where's his actual
He was happy with it, right? I mean, his mom
he said, thank God. He said, thank goodness we're able to stay home. Here's what his bio was, though. I love to hang out, work out, and play video games. Watch YouTube, sci-fi, and anime are my life. I love all humans and animals. Want to know more? Message me anytime. Great, living in Akron. 24 years old. Living in Akron. Living at home. Living at home with mommy. Boy, 24 years old, I guarantee you he's not. There's nothing about working here. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy. No, I enjoy staying home, playing video games, and watching YouTube. Well, don't we all as 24 years old? But guess what? At 24 years old, you and I were at Payne Weber actually getting ready to split off to start our own company.
Yeah.
We were ready to take on Payne Weber because we were going to break a contract to start the Financial Guys and fight fight the Goliath so that we could gain our freedom in the financial world, which we did. It ultimately went on 20 years later to build, you know, our one-stop financial shop, which is really unique and unparalleled, certainly in Western New York, and I think in a lot of cases on the East Coast, really.
Yeah.
I digress.
Historic day, by the way. I think the Fed is buying corporate bonds today, which is, to me, and I've said this a long time ago, I've said it weeks ago, my fear with the market, certainly we're going to have a downswing, and, you know, nobody saw the coronavirus and how the media was going to react and overreact and all this stuff, but, you know, when you talk about the Fed buying corporate bonds, that's a whole different world, man. That is the government, big brother intervention, man. That is really nerve-wracking down the road. And I've been saying for a while,
no doubt,
the coronavirus may not be as big of a problem today as it is 20 years from now, right? It may not be as big of a financial problem today as it is 10 years from now as that debt starts to accumulate and we continue to mount and kick this thing down the road, right? I did say, though, and you and I both said, the cure to this thing could kill way more people than the solution, I should say, than the actual flu itself.
Well,
I'm still going to go down saying that.
I think
the mental health hotlines are out of control.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a very sad way, right? I mean, CNN was the one. That's CNN. That's not Mike and Glenn. That's CNN saying, hey, some of these mental health hotlines are up 900%, right?
Mike,
COVID in a box didn't work. You can't look at it as COVID in a box. And now that this stuff is rolling out, the data's coming in and it's different, we have to start the fight as business owners to change the direction of this thing. And by the way, your point with the NFL could save a lot of face right now. The NFL did their crap with supporting these idiots kneeling.
They're self-serving.
I forget the running back, McCoy, the moron, was running as we're singing the anthem. He's out stretching, and he needed somebody to really grab him by the hair and pull him back, right? But the NFL could step up and say, you know what? Enough is enough.
Yeah.
We're having football. Forget this garbage where we're going to, test everybody's, we're going to take your temperature. Give me a break.
Well, they keep moving the goalposts. I mean, Illinois governor basically said, we're not going to reopen until we eradicate this thing. Eradicate it? What does that mean? Is that 2024, 25? What are we talking about here? How many years is that going to be?
Yeah. Well,
it'll be nobody left.
By the way,
there'll be nobody left.
The conservative states will win this whole thing once again. Illinois, New Jersey. We just, as a federal government, we got to stop bailing these folks out. And I'm so sick of Andrew saying, what? We bail them out. Well, Andrew, guess what?
Shit.
If that's the case, if that's truly the case, then you're an absolute moron. You're even dumber than I thought.
No, it's not true.
You mean to tell me that you're taking my tax money and it's not going to things in New York? You're so stupid that money's going into your coffer and it's going to the Fed? That's even dumber than allowing you to piss it away.
No, these folks love to cherry pick the numbers. And again, when you have a propaganda for media, there's nobody to ask that question. I mean, even in Western New York, I hate to say it, we've said it multiple times, Dave McKinley is about the only reporter here in Western New York. I mean, everybody else, just going to follow, toe the line, right? Toe the line, whether it's, killing babies right before they're born or whatever else, whatever you tell us. That's even the investigative reporters, some of these folks, investigative reporters are supposed to investigate. I thought when it came to like doctors and whatnot, didn't you like, it used to be like, I don't know, like 4 months ago, you were encouraged to get second opinions, sometimes third opinions.
Right.
Why was that? Well, sometimes doctors disagree. Sometimes doctors look at things differently. Sometimes doctors recommend different treatments, right? Yeah. We know for a fact that some people fly down to Houston because there's an incredible cancer hospital down in Texas, right?
No doubt.
I think it's in Houston, at least. It's an incredible hospital. Now, is Roswell right here an incredible hospital? Yes. But why do people go down to Texas? Because they have different treatments. They take different approaches. Maybe they believe in that more. Maybe they want to try something different. Look, when it comes to medicine, we don't have any information on this virus, and we're supposed to believe these folks have absolute knowledge of it. The other thing big happening today, Mike, is Dr. Fauci is testifying in front of Congress.
Yeah.
He's all doom and gloom today. It's like, if we reopen, it will absolutely cost unnecessary lives. Well, he said it's going to cost unnecessary lives. How does he know that?
Right.
He's been wrong this whole time. Look, at the end of this whole thing, I'm going to say this now. We've said this multiple times for weeks now. This isn't over yet. At the end of this, you're going to probably look at it and say, we had just as many deaths. We just spread them out over, we just spread them out over 4 months, right? Instead of having them in 4 weeks.
Maybe.
Not.
Here's the other thing, because we heard last week, 2 weeks ago, I heard, this is what everybody said to us. Oh, my God, they're going to open up Georgia and everything's going to spike. And I said, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Well, because it's going to. Well,
because that's what the media
says.
Social
distance. Remember, I said, that's not necessarily the case. I think the opposite could happen. Well, guess what? I was right.
The opposite happened.
I was right.
This weekend.
We were told that the cases had to spike. Why? Well, because people are going to be out and about. You know they're going to spike. Why? Maybe that's better. Weeks ago, we have to put together a timeline. Weeks ago, I said this.
Yep.
And damn it, I was right. The social distancing did just the opposite. It brought the COVID next to you. But to your point, this thing's, it's a virus. It's going to go all over the place. It's going to touch you. It's going to get to you. If your system, and by the way, the worst thing you could do is have an unhealthy immune system, right? Amazing to me. We're shutting down the gyms.
If you're already compromised, though, stay inside. I mean, if you're already compromised, look, here's the deal.
Well, that makes sense, right? That's what we do with babies, right? Babies don't have a healthy immune system. We hide them. We protect them. We wrap them up, right? If you don't have a healthy – but on the opposite is you can't bubble wrap a child forever. Same thing with adults. You cannot do this forever and have healthy immune systems. We will lose more people to the regular pneumonia down the road if their immune systems are compromised.
Well, when you look at Georgia, on Friday they reported that they had the lowest number of COVID's patients in a month. So it's not, well, here's the thing, and this is, again, you talk about COVID in the box. I like to call it COVID in a vacuum. And this is, you can look at all kinds of different research on this. The UN just reported this past week. We talked about it on Saturday. Literally tens of millions of deaths due to starvation because of a downturn in the economy. So let me just give you some stats on that. I'm going to just give you some ballparks. I don't have them right in my hands. But just a couple percent pullback in global GDP causes millions and millions of people to starve. Yep. It causes, there are millions more right now. I think it was something like 5 more million people in this country, a lot of children, have food insecurity right now. We've all seen the food lines stretching. Is that what they want? Is it the Bernie bread lines? Well, at least in a communist country, everybody gets fed. Yeah, they have to stand in line, but they don't starve to death. Well, guess what? They actually do starve to death.
They do starve to death.
The average Venezuelan over a 2-year period lost 39 pounds. They were eating their pets. That's where they want to take the United States. You've heard them in their own words say this. De Blasio has said this. Multiple folks have said this. Ocasio-Cortez. Just don't go back to work. Why should we go back to work? Let's just do something different. Let's try this different experiment, except it's not different, folks. It's the same. It's the same as Stalinist Russia. It's the same as happened in Cuba. It's the same as happened in Venezuela. And it's the same results every single time. By pushing the economy down, what you're going to have happen is you're going to have literally millions more people will die because of it than will ever die because of COVID. It won't even be close, Mike.
No,
it won't even be close. But they don't look at it that way.
We're looking at 80,000 people. That's the number they're telling me, 80-something thousand people. But, again, folks, and you need to remember this. Again, tough disease, tough virus, I get
terrible.
It. But out of those 80,000, 2 years ago, the majority of them would not have been coded as the flu. They would have, in New York, we read the statistics. We were at 10,000. Less than 100 of them didn't have pre-existing conditions, right? So most of those would have been listed as, oh, Mike came in. He had respiratory disease. He had lung cancer. He had this. Oh, and he had COVID. But really, Mike smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. He died of lung cancer, right?
Well, actually,
check the box.
Mike, who smoked 3 packs a day, that's actually helped him. If you look at the stats, in all seriousness, if you look at the stats, smokers have been less affected. Somehow nicotine, they were wearing nicotine patches in France because it helped to ward off the virus.
But as Dr. Erickson said, he had a person that was dying of lung cancer and marked him down as COVID, right? He's not alone. So what is the real number, right? And we know because we had doctors that were frontline doctors on a radio show that said, Mike and Glenn, we know for a fact that people died of lung cancer but had COVID in it, and we marked it as COVID. Out of the 80,000, what's the real number? Is it 40,000? My guess is, I don't know. I mean, my guess would be just as good as hearing their 80,000 because we know that's bullshit, right? So let's just say it's 40,000. Okay, you mean what? Now we're even less than the flu 2 years ago? Oh, yeah. Who said that? We did, right?
Well, they act like here's the new narrative now is, like you said, in Illinois, the governor is saying we have to eradicate this. So now it's like, well, we have to get a vaccine. We have to get a vaccine. They're talking about a vaccine, these elites. Now, connect the dots again here, folks. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but follow the money. Now, in our industry, and rightfully so, we have to declare our holdings and our transactions every single quarter. Why? Because if there's a conflict of interest, because we're investment professionals, right? So if I was a doctor, let's say a Dr. Fauci, and I was pushing this new vaccine that happened to be made by Gilead, wouldn't it be interesting to know if Dr. Fauci loaded up on Gilead stock back in December or maybe in February? Wouldn't it be good to know if he's, if he has the patents or any sort of financial interest in what's going on?
Who else did a successful run at that? Oh, yeah, Pelosi.
If you went to a doctor, though, in all seriousness, if you went to your doctor and your doctor said, look, and it was so adamant about this treatment, you're like, are you sure about that? Yo, this treatment's the right treatment. You got to do this new treatment. You got to do this. And then you found out after the fact or before you had the treatment that, oh, he owns the company. Yeah, or is he a major shareholder? Wouldn't that just make you just think for just a second, right? Maybe I should get a second opinion. Right?
His or her best interest.
So so these elites act as if we have, it's no problem. Any day now, Mike, they should have a vaccine for this. We don't have a vaccine outside of polio, which is a completely completely different type of virus. We don't have a vaccine for a single virus, right?
No.
You have to remember, you know, 100 years ago, we didn't have antibiotics either, right?
Right.
So, you know, those types of infections, we couldn't treat those. We couldn't treat a bladder infection. We couldn't treat a, you know, a cut on your hand. Those could be potentially fatal, right,
yep,
without antibiotics. Huge, huge advancement. We're not there yet, sadly, with viruses. We don't have effective treatments against viruses. We just don't. We have some treatments. We have things like hydrochloroquine that does help against certain viruses, but it's a treatment. It's not a vaccine. So
yeah,
and they say, well, we have the flu. We have the flu vaccine, though, Mike. The flu vaccine is if 50 to 80,000 deaths a year are what you consider success for a vaccine. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, that
That's
me, that doesn't seem like a very good success rate.
No.
If you have a vaccine, right? Now, some vaccines work. I'm not anti-vaccine, right? Vaccines against chickenpox seems to work great, right? Vaccines against polio, as I mentioned, seems to work really well. These are good vaccines. But to say suddenly that, we're just around the corner. We have never created a vaccine for a virus. Never. That's been 100% effective. And yet suddenly these elites are talking about it as if, well, we're right on the, right on our fingertips, right on our cusp, right?
Well, they always, and they talk in numbers that don't make any sense. Right?
I don't know.
So they'll say, well, look at when we had a pandemic back in during Woodstock, by the way, it was a pandemic. Here's what we lost. It's not even close.
Yeah, swine flu.
I said this
then
to somebody the other day. I said, geez, how many Americans, how many folks were in the country at that point? Well, what do you mean? I mean, like, are you really looking at the true numbers? Like, we have 330 million people now?
That's right.
We didn't have 330 million people back then, right? So, of course, there was less people getting it. Oh, well, you know, let's go on to something else, right?
Think about
this.
I'll
never forget.
Sorry.
Somebody said, Vegas is, the crime is up 25% in Vegas. This is years ago. We had an office there, and I said, oh, geez, up 25%. Holy cow. That's a big number, man. Should we be opening an office there? And then somebody said to me, well, Mike, the everything's up like 50%.
Right, but the population's up 50, so on a percentage basis, like, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah, the percentage basis of the crime's actually down. I'm like, wow, the media forgot to mention it, right?
So, exactly. You know, they always forget to mention that stuff, so it's amazing. Again, it's all about propaganda, right? And what you're going to see now is Governor Cuomo now is a latest press conference, he called it the European virus. That's what he's calling it now.
Love
what
that.
A joke that is, right? The European virus, he says.
We started this.
Listen to this.
It's
unbelievable.
Yes, we have more cases than anyone else.
Yeah. Listen to this. He's talking about it as if, we let the house burn to the ground.
Story.
Yes, we didn't know what we were doing. Yes, I just decided to clean the subways last week. Yes, I forced nursing homes to take COVID-positive patients. Listen to him.
I'm a hero. Well, he's a hero, right? He thinks he's the fireman, right?
Listen to
this. He got the big fire, and he's the fireman.
His ratings are at all-time high. All-time high, according to
him. Well, only an 18-mile gun. Nobody's believing this BS.
Well, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Listen to this. Listen to this.
When we started this, yes, we have more cases than anyone else. Yes, we had this European virus attack us and nobody expected
European
it.
Virus.
But we're not only going to change our trajectory, we're going to change the trajectory more dramatically than any place else.
No, you didn't.
No,
you made
didn't
it worse. He made it so much worse.
I read you the numbers earlier.
The nursing homes are a total disaster. The people that have the highest probability of dying are a total disaster. 100% on his back. We've got the letter, by the way. You've got the letter. We got the letter that says you're going to take these people back. I mean,
10 times the amount of deaths, 20 times in certain cases. It's
unreal.
Did I have more cases in New York than anywhere else in the world? Yes. Was I completely incompetent? Yes. Yes, you were incompetent.
Yes, you were.
Oh, all-time high ratings. Hey, there's a propaganda right there.
Trust me, this will backfire.
You don't believe in propaganda, just look at what's going on with this media. Again, with between the FBI and the COVID, you have a smoking gun in the FBI. They have the note that says, are we framing him? I mean, that's basically what it said. How are we framing him? Are we trying to get him fired? What's the end goal here when we're framing him?
Yeah.
But we're framing him,
Do you remember, this will backfire on him, and if you remember Joel Giambra in Erie County, he was the kind
red budget, green budget.
He came out with a red budget, green budget, right? And it was basically he was going to cut all the stuff that hurt us the most, so we would come back and say, oh, my God,
please raise our taxes.
Taxes, right? But what happened? He got voted out of office, right?
I mean,
he was,
and they voted for the red budget. Wasn't that a sign? Okay, fine. Yeah. We don't want to pay any more taxes. You want to take our parks? Screw off. We're fine. Take them.
This will backfire on Andrew. I think this is the demise of these some of these states like New York, Illinois, because what will ultimately happen is everybody's going to go, oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my park's closed. Wait a minute. You want to increase my what by what? You want to increase right. my school taxes even though my wife is now the school teacher? Oh, that's not going to work, right?
Right.
And it's funny because liberals will vote with their pocketbooks when it finally hits them right in the head, right?
Right.
When all this stuff runs out and we run out of other people's money, then it'll be, oh, my gosh, what do you do? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you live in Florida and there's no state taxes and this guy's increasing mine by, what, 20% because supposedly we need the highest and best Medicaid system in the world? Oh, I'm not paying for it anymore, right? Yep. Watch and see. This will backfire on them like you won't believe. I hope this will turn out long-term as a good thing. We've already heard from people like our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, saying, I'm going to have to cut the size of government. Oh, my God. What did he say?
Whoa.
I'm going to have to cut the size of government. Yeah. What?
But except the size of government won't be like Cuomo's salary, any of the legislators' salary.
It'll be
but the more law enforcement shift, Glenn, and things like that.
My hope here, and I'm just trying to be an optimist here, my hope is the more you start to shift people from the public sector to the private sector, a lot of these people that work in the public sector that'll be forced out are good people. They're smart people.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. The minute they leave from working as the whatever in some government agency to now possibly being a partner or stepping up and owning their own company, and some of the greatest companies in the world will be a result of this, right? Tech companies and all this other stuff. But as they shift now from the public to the private sector, you'll see how they think different, right? Wait, well, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean I owe you taxes?
Right. What?
What? Yeah. You want me to pay a what fee to register for what? Right. Yeah. So that's the hope long term. We can shift some of these states. I hope so.
But this PC crap is unbelievable, though. I mean, European virus. It's not European virus. Yeah. Now, New York may have been seeded by Europe. But, again, when you talked about Miami, Mike, you're absolutely right. There's international flights in and out of Miami constantly.
Yeah.
There's international flights out of New York City constantly. Now, I'm sure there's more flights going out of JFK to overseas in Miami. But, nevertheless, you didn't have a massive outbreak in Miami. You still have subways and buses and things like that. They just decided last week, folks, in his brilliance, to clean the subways. I mean, think about that. I just assumed that was happening. I mean, it just makes sense that it would be happening.
Right.
But they just last week. This is the kind of logic that has really hurt New York. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you're looking at some of these decisions just defy common sense at all. Look at the campgrounds, right? We can't open campgrounds yet in Erie County because New York State, because they're deemed non-essential. I don't know about you, but I like to go camping.
Yeah.
I go camping to get away from people, right?
Right.
I go to Walmart. Right. If I want to be around people or I need things, right? So we can pack into a Walmart. We can go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot. We can certainly stop by Tops or Publix, right? But we can't go camp in the woods. I mean, just think, who's making these decisions? They're power drunk.
It's time for some of these campgrounds to step up, right?
They're drunk on power, these
people. If you and I own a campground, what I'm doing is I'm calling every other campground within a 200, 300-mile radius of me, and I'm saying we are all opening together on this date, and we're
going to
fight it.
But they're petrified because people don't. Well, a lot of these folks don't have the resources to fight big government.
They shouldn't,
right?
Though. They shouldn't. Look at that lady who opened the salon in Texas. What happened, right?
Yep.
She got the GoFundMe page was up to $500,000 dollars
That's
within
right.
a few days. What does that tell you? That tells you that the American people are saying, God bless you. We are behind you.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with the brain, the ones that understand how this system really works, go for it. Open the thing up. And she's now getting people from all over the country coming just to get their hair cut and all over the state just to say thank you, right?
Well, and you're starting to see that
you
spread.
You need more of that.
Elon Musk this week basically yesterday, he opened up his plant.
That's a shocker.
He said, I'm opening.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm leaving California, going to Texas. He will go to Texas and realize that Texas is probably not going to give him any money to build the factory there.
Right.
And then he's going to be right back in California. You watch. Because Elon will go where the money is, right? Elon's about Elon, so don't misunderstand. But I give him credit for standing up and saying, I'm going to work on the lines, shoulder to shoulder with my people. If you show up at my place, you arrest me first.
Yep.
Same thing in Pennsylvania. Businesses across Pennsylvania are defying the order and just reopening.
Yep.
This guy in Albany here, Churchill, he's opening his gym, basically saying, I have a rainy day fund. I don't have 3 months of a rainy day fund.
Yeah.
And that's what you're seeing
supposed
with this
to be
now.
A short temporary break,
but
make sure that we didn't overwhelm the hospital.
Well,
so apparently that
and now they want another gajillion-dollar package at the federal level, right? So they basically passed $5 trillion so far in increased spending, a huge chunk of that going into the PPP PPP, right? The Paycheck Protection Program, right? Mm-hmm. So that, though, only pays your employees for about 2 months if you were able to get the funding to begin with. That 2 months is gone now, right? That 2 months is gone at the end of this month. So if you start to tell a restaurant owner, guess what? Just one more month, guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
No,
they're
don't worry.
Done. They're
Could
out of money at that
outbreak.
Point.
We heard in
they're out of money at that point.
1,700 miles away or 17,000 miles away that there might be another virus coming, right?
So, well, that's what they're saying now is, wow, this will mutate and then we'll have to close back down.
Yeah, watch.
I'm going to say another prediction right here. If Biden wins, which
October,
they're going to
– oh, it'll be gone.
They will steal the election if at all possible. If
gone.
Biden wins, this virus is gone by inauguration.
Healthy.
Everyone's fine. We forget about it completely. Yeah. We go
Any
right back to whatever.
Will be very minimal.
Problem at all. It's not that big of a deal. We got our handle on this because thank God Joe's here and he's got a better handle on. Joe doesn't remember what he had for breakfast, and it's 9:48 in the morning right now recording this.
Right.
Okay, that's I mean seriously, it's just amazing these folks. But again, if you have media that is going to completely whitewash things. That's what most of propaganda is so strong. It's unbelievable. If you're told the same thing over and over and over again, FBI is good, Trump is evil. We have literally a letter, a handwritten note that says we're going to frame him, basically. And I'm just going to paraphrase him, but that's what it says, right?
Yet
people are like, well, Bill Barr should resign. This is the breakdown of justice. What?
Yeah.
And then there, of course, the liberal talking points now. He still admitted guilt. So he pled guilty. So why would he plead guilty? You can't take back a guilty plea. They threatened his son. Do you understand that? They
Trump's
went to General
list,
Flynn.
Though,
what would you
said.
Do? Hold on a second, Mike. Hold on a second. What would you do? What would you do if they came to you, Mike, and said, guess what? You know, we're going to destroy your daughter's future.
Do whatever
Mike.
I could to protect my
of
children.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would. That's what. But these dirtbags in the Democrat Party are out there saying, wow, he's still guilty. They're still smearing him. Instead of like eating their crow and saying, you know what? I'm sorry we made
up,
a mistake.
Runs with it, right?
So
the average clueless person turns into CNN and goes, yep, they must be guilty, right?
It's amazing.
Let's end with this. Bill Maher, do you see that? Democrats should ignore Joe Biden accuser.
Course.
It is absolutely amazing to me that if you are a Democrat, you can be accused of something as awful as rape, and they look the other way, right? But if you are a Republican, you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent, and then when you do prove yourself innocent, we're going to continue to smash you and not believe you and ruin your life. I mean, this is just disgusting.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what a total set of separate separate book for Democrats and Republicans.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it,
but
and it is really sickening.
There's your media again, though, right?
Yeah.
CNN has not done one story. They did over 200 stories on the false allegations against Justice Kavanaugh, and they never took any of it back.
Clearly
they were
false.
Some of these
Clearly
stories
false,
were
right?
so outrageous.
She couldn't remember anything.
Come
she
on.
Didn't know where she was.
All four
all
of her witnesses
had
no idea.
Yeah. She had gone back to the same party to get molested.
That was a different one. Yeah, that was a different one they ran with. But some of these things were so outrageous that it was like obvious when Aviente started bringing new cases to and I know his name is what is his name? I keep forgetting it. I've changed it in my brain so many times. Michael Avenatti. I like saying Aviente because President Trump, I mean, that's the biggest insult, right, is to get somebody's name wrong. I'll never forget President Trump comes out. We got to get that into an intro, Lil. He comes out and he goes, what is that attorney's name? What is it? Aviente! But when he brought forth some of these allegations,
is he in jail
they were
now
so.
From the Nike thing from
I think so, yeah,
money.
He is in
he
jail.
Is,
but they were, think about that. Just that was CNN's basically legal counsel, right?
Yes.
CNN's legal analyst was Aviente, and he's sitting in prison now for all kinds of crimes, and they're not done yet. They're still prosecuting for more. He's never getting out of prison. He's going to be there for 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, and by the way, Bill Maher usually has a head on his shoulder with some of this stuff. I know he's a left wing liberal, but a lot of times he can really say, okay, the Democrats are on. What kind
just
of
ignore it.
Dirtbag
just ignore
That's
it.
Disgusting.
Because Orange Man bad, Mike. That's why. Because Orange Man bad. Anything to do to get Trump out of office because they just can't stand him. He loves – what really comes down to is that people like Bill Maher and people on the left, they can't stand America. They can't stand what America stands for because America stands for freedom and liberty, and people can go out there and make their own way in this world. Yeah. They're not dependent.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they've said it for hundreds of years. Power is intoxicating. When you have the power – like a Governor Cuomo to decide who gets to actually pay their mortgage and who doesn't. Who gets to open their business and who doesn't.
That's
who
scary.
Gets to – it's scary, right? Yep. If you're a favored business and you have a big lobbying arm, but he has king-like powers now, as do a lot of these governors, Governor Whitmer,
and America, unfortunately, is full of a bunch of sheep. Oh, wow. Okay, you're going to take away my First Amendment, right? No problem. Oh, you got a flu? No problem.
How long until the round to the second?
You want me to put the stupid mask on because you said so?
Yeah.
Sure.
No problem. It's ridiculous. It really is outrageous. So anyway, all right, well, let's wrap it up here. I think that's pretty much going to do it for us today.
Sounds good.
Look, if you want to find out more about the Financial Guys, please do me a favor. If you've watched this on YouTube, hit the bell below, and that way you'll be notified when new episodes come out. Every week we do this on Tuesday morning. By Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock, the podcast version, the audio version, is typically released. The video version is not released until the following day on Wednesday. If you're listening to us on whether it be Spotify, iTunes, whatever, again, please subscribe and share this with your friends. You know, what I'm seeing now is a lot of us conservatives are trying to move off of some of these platforms like YouTube because they're censoring all of these things, unfortunately, and they want to, again, propaganda rules, right? So if we could eliminate any talk about Tara Reid, if we can control the narrative completely, most Americans, as we now know, are sheep, and they'll believe whatever they're told. So share this and don't make that mistake.
If we can keep them on lockdown so there's no debates no rallies, that would be good, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So that works out really well in a lot of ways, right? Keep Biden out of the spotlight.
Joe debate Trump. That would be...
Well, even if they're by themselves, there's no reason they couldn't even do it over Zoom. Right? Seriously. Put them 50 feet apart. Put glass between them. If you put glass between them, you're going to have Trump caging like a...
I'm just listening. Somebody have a brain in their head and stop this, please. It's
just
like
ridiculous.
Maddening. I'm in the store the other day, and I see these sheep walking around with their face masks, and I'm like, what are you doing to your immune system?
Oh, man.
What, is this the way we all want to live? I mean, come on.
Picture this, Mike. Picture the debate, them putting a glass, like a plexiglass, between Biden and Trump. Trump would be pacing back and forth like a lion at the zoo, right? And Biden would be on the other side like a gazelle.
Smiling.
Going,
Where am I?
All right. Well,
coffee in this place?
Anyway, where am I? What, hey. That was the best. He rolls out the Tampa thing. Am I on? Where am I? What's going on? Oh, man.
He walks right
off. My
He's
God.
He's got his phone in the way.
I'm surprised
right
he doesn't lick the camera like a deer. Like, you know, they go to the trail kind of like,
he walks right off the camera. Know? He's got his phone and he's talking to the phone. He walks right
it's
off
the
of
best. It. He just wanders off the street. He forgets he's on camera, wanders away.
The
he wanders away like a lost puppy.
It.
Oh,
the
my
whole
God.
Point to doing it. And what's amazing to me is they just how – I mean, he must stream it live. I would think that they would have – with all the capabilities and all the money and stuff, you'd think they'd have him on like a 20-minute delay.
Pretend right, it's live. Record it earlier in the day and then edit it so it looks like he actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Don't
Joe,
give him any ideas.
Get back. Start over, right?
All right. So, well, if you want more information on us, again, all the stuff that we do, we're active on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Again, remember to share this, hit the bell, subscribe, and like it if you did like it. If you didn't like it, then go away and do something else. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys. Don't forget to tune in Saturday for all the different radio shows that we do. I appreciate you listening. Thank you again.